Meaning begodim, any type of clothing. Like she says, Ashirayim beklach, meaning made out of silk also. Tamlam, the Pasuk says, Asher oleho, tichah b'smash, many things goes upon, he has to wash it. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochel shenimar bo, or mishuvshet, maybe also bimar b'skin, a mishuvshet after it's skinned, and maybe it's also called like a beged. Tamlam a beged, and the Pasuk says beged, that Mab Dega Dovra Makabutumma, I've called Dovra Makabutumma, it has to be fit right now, Makabutumma. So according to Reb Lezer, the skin, even after you skinned it, still there's no din kibbutz. If the dam falls upon skin, you do not have to wash it. And the reason is because it's not a Dovra HaMakabutumma. The Gemara explains, what's the machlokes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yehuda? What does Reb Yehuda say? Yes, skin. Even though it was just skin, it's not fit for Mekabel Tumah, what does he say that it's Toin Kibbutz? Someone says, my binayu, what's the machlokes, what's the difference? Rabbi Abaye says, matlis pechusa mi sholosh ikke binayu. If you have a piece of cloth here, that's less than 3x3. So, man di yomaro honami ro. If you hold, it doesn't have to be fit right now, Mekabel Tumah. It just has to be ro, that it could be, there's a possibility it will be Mekabel Tumah. So even though the beged is less than 3x3, it's also maybe roll. The boy choshev alei, it could be mechashev, means you think in your mind, you want to use it. To you, it's very important. Therefore, right now, it would be Mekabel Tumah. But man diyoma, the one that says, according to Reb Elezer, dovra Mekabel Tumah, it has to right now be fit Mekabel Tumah. Hami ola bas kabuli tumah. He, right now, it's not a bas kabuli tumah. Right now, it's not Choshev, it's not Roy Mekabel Tumah. The Rav Omar, Rav says, Beged Shechishev Oleho Letzurik Benayu. You have a beged that you set it aside to put a picture, but it's a beged of cloth, and you don't plan to use it the way it is now, it's not finished yet. You still plan to weave onto it like a design on the beged. That's not Gemina. Man the yomer ro honami ro, avadiv it could be fit to be Mekabel Tumah. The boy mavatulei lemachshavtei, you could forget about your new machshava of putting a picture on it and just use it the way it is. So really, it could be fit to be Mekabel Tumah. But man the yomer dovra Mekabel Tumah, you need something right now to be Mekabel Tumah. Hashtemiyu lav bas kabuli tumi. Right now, it's not called a bas kabuli tumah. Rava says, Utsvo de choshevolei lekotzaso ikke benayu. Utsvo, Rashi says, it's like a tablecloth. Shetiach lechlolov, that you eat on top of it. Or else the mat that you sleep on, you rest on. And most of it is made out of skin, and some have some beged put onto this. So you have this utsvo right now. So de choshevolei lektsiyo ikke benayu, that you had a mind not to use it the way it is, but you still want to cut it down to size and then use it. Man the yomer ro hanami ro. If yod the pshat is that it's ro, here also it's ro. But man the yomer, because he could change your mind again and use it the way it is. But man the yomer dover mekabel tumah hol lav mekabel tumah adam mekatzal lo. Right now it's not fit to mekabel tumah. Until you cut it, it's not fit to mekabel tumah. So kids, they're all saying the same thing, just different matiasin. Now, kuminari is something that right now it's not fit to Mekabel Tumah, but you could do something to it to make it fit. Is that a bar kibbutz or not? V'otani, we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Yomer, utzvo, if you have this tablecloth, shechi shevuleh lektziya, you had in mind not to use it the way it is, you still want to cut it down to size first, teira, tzaka not to roll Mekabel Tumah right now, achek tziyeno, until you cut it down to size. So kids, that's the machlokes, such a beggar like this, would there be a din toin kibbutz if the dam goes on it or not. Then the Mishnah says, Ein toin kibbutz, Elo, the mokum hadam itself, not no beget. Simno and Emily, how do we know this from? The Tanra Rabban, remember this. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Nites al miktas beget. Ye call a beget toin kibbutz. It was spritzed on a part of the beget. Maybe the din is no beget. You have to wash the whole beget. Talmudem, no, it says, Ashe yaza. It means, Lo yamati lechoy al mokum dam bovad. Only the place of the beged, where the dam actually reached, only that part needs kibbutz, but not the whole beged. Then the Mishnah says it has to be dover shiroi lekabotoma. It has to be something that's fit lekabotoma. The Gemara says stomo kriv Yehuda. Stomo is mashmo like we have Yudishita. So as long as the skin is raw, could be made into something lekabotoma, even though right now it's not, it'll also be torn kibbutz. Then the Mishnah says roi lekibbutz, that the beggar has to be fit in order to wash it off. Lamuta, what does the context include? Kli devar gredu. A kli that's very hard, let's say like wood, that you have to scrape it off when you clean. You don't wash it. So since let's say a shoe made out of wood, and dam chat has a go on it, you would not have to wash it off. It's not a bar kibbutz. Then echad abdekas echad asak. The name of the Gemara says, what do you want to say? It says the Mishnah mashma diyor ba kibbutzu. That skin is, but the Mishnah is marba. Echad abdekas echad asak echad or. And Mishnah has to be a bar kibbutz. So mashma skin is considered a bar kibbutz. For the Gemara Ramino, I have a question. It says, hoysa olav, l'shal shelis, on Shabbos. If you have a beggar that has some dirt on it, so mekan chobim mesamritut, you'll have to just clean it off with a shmata, but you know how to wash it off. Hoysa shel or, let's say the shmutz was on top of a skin cloth, and then noisna l'amayim, you'll not even wash it off with water, ashetichl, until the dirt goes away. So what do you see? That on skin there's no din kibbutz. That's why on Shabbos you let it wash it off. So if so was, the Mishnah say, if the dam chatas goes on skin, it's a mitzvah kibbutz, it's not about kibbutz. So Rabbi says, Lakasha, Lakasha. I'll tell you, Harabon, no acherim, echem et machlokes, the Rabbon and the acherim. The Tanya went like this. But habegid vi hasak. If the dam falls on the beggar or the sack, mechapsoi. And there's a mitzvah to mechapsit. That the dam, these things are bar kibbutzum, you have to wash it off. Ha kli v'yor megaroi. Just means you scrape it off, but then there's no mitzvah kibbutz, because they hold, or skin is not a bar kibbutz. Acherim say though, ha beged v'yasak v'yor mechapsay. No, even skin they hold. Skin is also called the bar kibbutzum. So if the dam goes on the skin, you have to wash it off. V'ya kli megaroi. The cleam is on the cleats, all you have to do is just scrape it off. So kitza is a machlekes acherim and rabbonin if the skin is the bas kibbutz or not. Samar says, Kaman nov, who's a go like? Hodi yomer Rav Chiya Barashi. That Rav Chiya Barashi said that zimnin sagin have a kimno kaimid Rav. I was once walking, I was once in front of Rav. Veshachshiche le mesani b'maya. And on Shabbos, he like kicked his shoe in water to wash off some dirt. So mashmiel, even though the shoe is made out of skin, you're allowed to wash it off on Shabbos. So the Chur command to Rabban, those are the Rabban and Shita, those on skin, there's no issa kibbutz. Skin is not a bar kibbutz. On the Rav it says, O mi kalaman di yama or lav pes kibbutz. So he asked the question, is anybody that holds like his skin is not called a bar kibbutz? Is that true? I will see the Pesuk says, Fihabeged, Oyashishi, Oyerev, Oykokli, or Asher Techabis, says the Pasha by Negoim over here. We have a Nega on a Beged, whether it's a she, whether the width or the length by the threads, or else it's Kokli, or was made out of skin, Asher Techabis, supposed to you have to wash it. Mashmud, it's Shaykh Kibus by skin. So where it says, Eloma Rob says like this. The Pasuk and the Mishnah that says there is a Nisa Kibbutz by or talking about soft skin. Watch this, the Masnis in the Hoch, our Mishnah, the Ketoni says, or Toin Kibbutz, that the skin is Toin Kibbutz. That's talking about Barakin by soft ones. The Divrek Lerber tells like this. The Chepsig Yachem Rabbon in the Kashin, where do they argue by a hard skin? That the hard skin, here's the machlekes rabbanan and the acherim, if it's a bar kibbutz or not. I have omer Rav Chiya, zimnen tagin have a kim nakaim of the rav, v'shishich li mano, v'shishich li misanoi b'maya. So there it says, b'kashin uk rabbanan, there's a maaser that on Shabbos, he washed off like his shoes in water, it's going on hard skin, and it goes libe the rabbanan, that they hold hard skin, has no issa kibbutz. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's mutter to wash off hard skin. Then the Gemara says, "Hodu Amar Rava." Then Rava said, Lav Milsi, and that's not the pshat over here. Lav Milsi, the Amri, Neku Neimale Lukro, Techik Siva, Barakin Siva, Sam Mastavra say, when the Postik says, by Negoyim, Fiya Begad Oshzi Oyerev, Oykol Kli Or, Asher Techabez, as the mitzvah to wash off, there's talking about Badavka, soft skin, you want to tell me. No, Chorot Smashma, the Postik is talking about all types of skin, even hard skin also, there'd be a mitzvah to wash it off. Samar says, Mila Yaskin, are we talking about the Kli Asagliyo, Habomim Dinas Hayom? Like, are we talking about this type of skin, hard skin? And even on this type of skin, the Pasuk is saying, it's throwing kibbles. So it's mashma, all type of skins, you'd have to wash them off. Rashi says, Kashna Asandia, or Sholat Fakasha, like cooked skin, hard skin. Kibbutz, and still the Torah says there's a mitzvah kibbutz. Screw back to Rishon Akasha. Here we have a pasuk that's mashma on all types of skin, even on hard skin, still there'll be a mitzvah kibbutz. Screw says, Elam Rav, Rav says, Tzoras, Kivan, the Migufa, Koporcho, Mechalcholalei, or Meshavi Lerach. The Torah says, by the parasha of Negoyim, by Tzoras, since it's coming out of the guf of the Kli itself, it's in the guf of the skin. If the tzaraas itself makes the skin soft, Rashi says Zilka Kro, the tzaraas afilu b'kashen enechnamin. Even though the skin started out to be hard, but now lemaise after the tzaraas goes and works over it, it becomes soft. That's why it's a bar kibbutz. That's why the Torah says the mitzvah to wash it off. Rashi zomas nisin though berakin, and our Mishnah that says also it's a bar kibbutz. That's what Dafka talking about soft skin. Oplukten, where's the machlokes rabbanon necherim? That's percussion. That's by hard skin. By hard skin, one man diyama says it's not a bar kibbutz. Some of Rav Rava says even on this, ikashli is something that's bothering me with this teretz. Hokoshli, this is what's bothering me, that it says kol muksasos, like pillows and blankets,